Robert have to say?
I don't know. I haven't opened his letter yet.
If my boyfriend went to school all the way in England, I would tackle the mailman and rip the letter out of his bag.
I did that last week. I do not want to get sprayed with mace again.
I just did something for Suzanne. I need your advice.
Do I look like Dr. Ruth?
No. You're taller. And you're much better looking, much better looking.
Well, this is true.
Just bought this for Suzanne. What do you think?
My, my, Discount Larry's using gift boxes this year.
Whitley, what would you say if I gave you this?
Ooh.
Well, after I gain consciousness, I'd say, is there a matching bracelet?
Do you think she's gonna like it?
If it's enough to make me faint, you'll have to call the paramedics to revive Suzanne Taylor.
Oh, I did good, didn't I?
I didn't realize you two were this serious, so.
We've been going out for 4 months.
4 whole months? How do you keep it fresh?
I call her at a different time every night. You know, sometimes I call her twice. Then I call her in the morning to see if she's forgotten about me through the night.
Ah, I see. The bird-dog approach.
You women are always complaining that men are afraid to commit. This ring is screaming, commit me! Commit me!
Oh, there's Suzanne. I'll alert the paramedics.
Suzanne?
Hi, Dwayne. Did you just get your teeth cleaned?
No, better.
What? Ooh. What's wrong?
Ooh. Something burning a hole in my pocket. It's your Valentine's Day present.
I didn't know we were giving presents today.
Oh, baby, your smile is present enough for me. Although I could use a wallet.
Dwayne, it's really lovely. I don't know what to say.
Oh, you don't have to say nothing. Just put your lips right here.
It's a ring.
Oh, no. It's not a ring. It's a ring. Of course, down the road, we could trade it in for a ring.
Well, thank you. It's so pretty. But I have to go to the bathroom.
Well, the sweetheart's dance starts at 8. Which means we shouldn't make our appearance before 8:30. Dinner? 6:30 sounds divine. I'll be in tow, Derek. I have hit the jackpot with Derek Allen. When Mama meets him, she's gonna call the caterers and order the ice swan.
Men are dirt balls.
Perhaps, but my dirt ball has rippling muscles. A stable full of thoroughbreds and an early acceptance to Harvard Law School. Isn't that the sweater Robert gave you? Isn't that the teddy bear? Isn't that Robert?
In 5 minutes, this room and I will be completely Robert-free.
What on earth has happened?
Read this.
Dear Julius. That's a peculiar pet name.
That's his best friend. Robert put his letter in my envelope by mistake.
I hardly miss Hillman at all. My host family is really warm, especially their daughter Samantha, who's seriously hot. Last night, she came into my room asking if I could help unbutton her dress. I could. I did. The next 2 hours were...
You get the picture.
Not entirely.
Robert has given a whole new meaning to studying abroad.
Kim, be honest. Did we really think that Robert was going to be a monk for 6 months?
He has been gone for 3 weeks. They hold dogs in customs longer than that.
Hello? I have told you every time you have called, this is not Tidewater Savings Bank. Look, if I had a toaster, I would give it to you. In fact, why don't you give me your address? I will go out and I will buy you one.
People think refilling a napkin dispenser is easy. Well, it isn't.
Those band-aids will look lovely with your party dress.
I've decided I'm not going to the sweetheart's dance.
I thought Barry Tapscott invited you.
He did. I told him that Valentine's Day was special, should be spent with a special person. He agreed. He said I was really nice, but I wasn't special, and he asked somebody else.
Hello? Yes, this is Tidewater Savings, Kingston branch. Yeah, as in Kingston, Jamaica, as in come home too? Hold the wire. This is the goat's only line. If you want to deposit the chicken, you must go in that line over there and leave me alone. Well, yes, madam, I have your toaster, but you must come down and pick it up right away, fast, fast. Hello?
That was amazing. If I wasn't standing right here watching your lips, I wouldn't have known it was you.
Oh, yeah, right.
I was ready to deposit a chicken. You can fool anybody. We should call Dwayne. No, let's call Walter. He'll never guess it's you.
Oh, don't you think that's just a bit juvenile?
You could fool Harry Belafonte.
Hello? Am I speaking to the home of Mr. Walter Oakes? Well, you don't know me, Walter, but my name is Sheila. I'm an exchange student. Well, yes, from Jamaica. You have a very good ear and a beautiful voice. Well, I've seen you many times on campus, and I say to myself, Sheila, you must call this man because he is fine, fine, fine. Coffee? Well, yes, I'd love to. Well, that is if you're not seeing anyone special. You're not seeing anyone special, are you? You're not?
Mr. Wayne. Where have you been for the past hour, and when will you be coming back?
I'm back, sir. I've just been having a little personal problem.
Well, when that door closes, your mind is mine, and I expect your undivided attention.
Yes, sir.
All right. What did my daughter do now?
Absolutely nothing.
Glad to hear that.
You know, sir, I've always admired what a concerned and attentive parent you are. I mean, you know where your daughter is at all times. You know what she's doing. You know where she's going. You know what she's doing. You know where she's going. You know who she's going with.
Mr. Wayne, is this your feeble attempt to see if my daughter is seeing someone else?
Yes, sir, it is.
Wayne, you know that I can't say anything about Suzanne's personal life. That'd be way out of line.
Oh, I get you. Okay, you don't have to say anything. We'll use the old army technique. Blink once for yes, blink twice for no.
You're pitiful.
Taylor, please, I'm a guy. You're a guy. We've both been dogged by women. Your wife dumped you.
Look, I wouldn't abandon all hope. After all, you are the only young man that's been at our dinner table every Sunday for 2 months without fail.
Oh, thank you, sir. By the way, what will it be this Sunday?
Hi, Daddy.
Hey, Pookie. Pork chops.
Pork chops. Hello, baby.
Hi. Could we talk about this ring?
Yeah. Did I mention you have to take it out the box because gold has to breathe?
This is way too much.
Oh, no, it wasn't that much. I got it on sale. Let me show you the receipt.
Dwayne, slow down. I like you, but things are going too fast, and I need some space.
Well, honey, I thought the couples were supposed to share their same space. Unless what you're saying is somebody's in my space.
No, Dwayne, there's no one else. I want to keep seeing you. Just not every hour on the hour. Do you understand?
Do I understand?
Well, Well, I bought a new dress for the sweethearts dance.
Oh, that's great. This Saturday, we can explore our new spatial relationship. We can dance in our own separate room.
Oh, we don't have to go that far.
Now, we can dance on separate sides of the same room.
Are you upset?
No, upset? Not in the least. I hate space. Janissa, you know what color dress you gonna wear to the Valentine's dance?
Red. Blood red.
Sounds pretty. It'll go nicely with the flowers I ordered.
So, I assume we're still going to the movies tonight.
Oh, I'm glad you mentioned that. We're gonna have to go to the early show.
Wow, Walter. Did you make other plans?
No. See, Dean Hewitt gave me a call. He wants to meet me about 9 o'clock. Talk about a student.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll pick you up about 5.
Walter, isn't that a library book?
Oh, I forgot to check it out.
Jamaica, Paradise Exposed.
Oh, they got some pretty pictures in there.
Why the sudden interest in Jamaica?
Didn't I tell you? I entered to win a trip to Jamaica sweepstakes. I may have already won. I got a feeling I'm gonna be real lucky the next couple days. Real lucky.
Or you might get hit by a bus.
Suzanne, funny seeing you here with the Jerry Curl Man.
I come to the library every Friday at 3.
Is it Friday already? Funny, just yesterday seemed like Thursday.
I gotta go meet Joella.
Wait a second, I just want to tell you before you go. Tonight at the Student Union, they're showing a film classic, Eisenstein's The Battleship Potemkin. I thought maybe you and I could go. Not as a couple, just as two people who share a passion for the Russian Navy.
I'm sorry. I already have plans.
That's cool. With whom? Oh, no, I'm sorry.
I know.
You don't have to tell me.
Why don't we meet for coffee after Joelle and I are finished studying?
Hey, how could I refuse, Nick? Okay.
Suzanne!
Whitley!
How are you?
Good, how are you?
Dwayne, I just happened to notice that Miss Taylor is ringless.
Oh, yeah, she gave it back to me.
I beg your pardon?
It's no big deal. She said she feels like, you know, things are going too fast. She needs some breathing room.
I still haven't heard one good reason to return a gold ring.
With me, the girl said she needed a little space. I can handle that.
Dwayne, when a woman says she needs space, that means get off the plane, Dwayne. This seat is occupied.
Whitley, she told me there is no one else. I'm telling you, I'm in first class. I've been bumped.
Oh, Dwayne, as soon as you and what's-her-name are kaput, I'll come running to your doorstep. No. I can't wait. I got to have you now. I need you now. I want you now. Take me. Take me.
Oh, Whitley, I'm flattered, but I'm kind of hung up on Suzanne.
Oh, please, Dwayne. I have a Harvard man. I was just trying to make Suzanne jealous, you ninny.
Well, it didn't work, you ninny.
You just missed a call. Someone from Dean Hewitt's office. That student you were supposed to meet with had to cancel.
What?
Seems she got hit by a bus. Hard.
That's too bad. Maybe I should go and see if she's all right.
Oh, well, won't that interfere with your date with Sheila?
Sheila? That's Dean Hewitt's first name? I thought his name was Ralph.
Don't play games with me, because I know that you were perfectly willing to go sneak around with some cheap island pineapple. But what you didn't know was that cheap island pineapple was me. I am Sheila.
Oh, I knew it all along.
Oh, wait a minute. You better stop right now, Pinocchio, because your nose is halfway down the street. And maybe you ought to just follow it.
Okay. That's the way you want it.
That's the way I want it.
But there's one thing I'd like to say before I leave.
Ladies and gentlemen, for the first time live at Hillman, singing the great tunes is like, I knew it all along. You was totally wrong. Walter Oates and the Little Acorns. Hey, yo!
Message.
Suzanne, I'm the pilot of this airplane, right? This space thing is not working. Either we fly united or we fly solo.
What are you saying?
I'm saying maybe we should stop seeing each other.
Maybe you're right.
Wait, I could be totally right. Wait, I could be totally wrong.
No, you're not. This is probably for the best.
I'll bet it is. Now the runway's clear for you to share your space with that new guy.
What guy?
That guy you're running around with in a library.
Bill?
Bill. That would be his name, Bill.
Joella's fiance.
Joella's
Dwayne, this isn't gonna work. I'm just not ready for a serious relationship. And you're just too ready.
It's fine. That's fine. You just remember one thing, baby. You remember who dumped who and why. What are you looking at?
Derek, please, there's no need to apologize. In fact, I was just about to cancel on you. Yeah, I think I'm coming down with that nasty flu. Friday next weekend. I don't think so. I've had my fill of horse manure.
Look at you. Derek's gonna die when he sees you in that dress.
I hope so.
These guys are going to dance with. You think they're special enough?
They're breathing.
They're special enough.
Hey, Whitley, I'm glad I caught you.
Well, Dwayne, actually, I was just about to meet Derek for dinner. Why aren't you dressed for the dance?
I'm not going. I told Suzanne, if we can't play by my rules, we don't play at all.
You dumped her.
Only thing missing was the hefty bag. I know how much you like chocolate, so these are for you.
Nuts and chews. Have some.
No, I don't feel much like eating now.
That's funny. After I dump somebody, I'm ravenous.
Whitley, I didn't exactly dump Suzanne. We kind of dumped each other. The truth is, she did most of the dumping.
Have an almond cluster.
I thought love was supposed to make you feel good. It hurts.
Have the whole box. So it was somebody else, huh?
No. Funny thing is, the only guy who came between me and Suzanne was me. You and Derek are gonna have a great time at the dance. I'll see you.
Dwayne, about the dance. Mr. Harvard Law School canceled on me at the last minute.
No way. Want these back?
Thanks.
You know, Derek is gonna be really sorry if he could see you in that dress.
Well, Suzanne will be even sorrier. She doesn't know what she had.
Thank you. Whitley, how do you feel about the Russian Navy?
What do you have in mind?
The battleship Potemkin was held over at the Student Union. If we rush now, we won't miss the rotten meat scene.
Okay. But if anyone sees us, Derek is in the restroom.
Got it. What was that for?
Happy Valentine's Day.